Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And today we're going to New Mexico, and we'll be joined with their quarterback, Austin Adopaca. Very talented kid, and I can't wait to talk to him because he played at Mesa, the community college, and he really got to play quarterback there, throwing the ball. He arrives at New Mexico, and that is a run-heavy team, very run-heavy team. And when you find out how run-heavy, you're going to kind of be shocked. And like I said, because I did some numbers, and I can't wait to kind of get inside and pick his brain on what it was like. I mean, he had 98 pass attempts on the entire season. And to put that in the context, Texas Tech's quarterback Patrick Mahomes had 88 attempts in one game. But with that said, Austin, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P. I was just telling the listeners out there, Austin, that you arrived from Mesa and you really got to heave the ball there. Then you arrive at New Mexico, and it's really a short leash in terms of passing attempts. What was it like making that adjustment? Austin?
Yeah.
Hey, my man. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. I was just telling the listeners out there, I mean, you played at Mesa, great career.
Yep.
Then you took the leap to New Mexico, but a big change in offensive philosophies. What was it like being under center, not knowing that a lot of pass attempts were going to be, you know, coming your way via the pass?
Yeah, it was definitely different. You know, just probably jumping from the most passes attempts in the country at Washington State and then going to Mesa for a semester at the JUCO, and we threw it around there a bunch, and then going to New Mexico where we, you know, it was rare for us to throw it more than 15 times a game. So that was definitely an adjustment. At the end of the day, I tried to take everything as a positive, and I think it made me a better player overall. Obviously, I didn't get to throw it as much as I would like to, but I think it made me a better player overall. It allowed me to get on the edge a little bit, show my athleticism, so I tried to take everything as a positive.
Definitely, and that's the way you do it. I mean, and I think that, like you said, you kind of learn from the different things that kind of come or are involved in the game. And the one thing that I thought was interesting about the whole thing was, I don't know if you heard this prior to going live, but I think you had 98 attempts on the season. Patrick Mahomes,
yeah,
Texas Tech had 88 in one game. So that I just wanted the listeners out there, you know, to put in perspective, you know, the philosophy, you know, of the Lobos offense while you're there. Usually this is the case, and I don't know if it is for you, but usually a quarterback, always a quarterback. I mean, was that the situation for you as a young kid? You're kind of always the one delivering the ball to everybody?
Yep. You know, since I was 6 years old, I've been playing quarterback, you know, and that's kind of the thing I've always loved to do and grew up doing it. You know, I played running back when I was in youth football for, like, probably a game, and then I got switched to quarterback. So since then it was all quarterback, and that's really what I've loved to do. You know, that's my craft, and that's what I enjoy doing. I like, you know, hanging out. I like going fishing, all that stuff. But football is my biggest thing. You know, in this life that I have, you know, that's my biggest hobby. That's my biggest love. So I just like playing football, and quarterback's the biggest thing that I've done ever. So
nice. And for you, I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, obviously, plenty of colleges were looking at you, but I mean, you know, kind of just talk about the path you took leaving high school and why.
Yeah, so I got recruited by a handful of schools out of high school. You know, didn't start getting recruited heavily until probably the spring of my junior year when I started getting offers. Got my first offer from Washington State. I ended up taking some other visits like Oregon, getting recruited by Oregon State, some of the local schools, Colorado State. But I committed to Washington State, ended up there, was committed to Coach Wolf for a long time, who was there, and then they got fired. They hired Coach Leach at Washington State, stuck on with them, and then went there for 2 years. So it was a really good process. The recruiting process coming out of high school was a little bit hectic, but it was very enjoyable.
Definitely, I'm sure it's an exciting time. Once again, the standout quarterback from New Mexico, Giant, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, and if you miss any of the show with Austin, you can always check it out at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Also, his college bio at College to Pro. com. I always ask this question. I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, they're breaking down tape of you. I mean, what are those characteristics and traits of the quarterback position that you bring that they're going to kind of fall in love with?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is my anticipation. I feel like I have a really good feel of when windows are going to open and when windows are going to be closed. So, you know, whether I have to throw it behind a linebacker and in front of a safety, kind of things like that. I think that's my biggest asset in my game. I believe I can make all the throws too. You know, I feel like my arm strength is on par with anyone around the country, you know, in this draft class. I feel like my accuracy is definitely a big part of my game. And then also my competitiveness. You know, I like to extend plays when I have to. I'm not scared to do that. I feel like, you know, I just really love football so much that I feel like I can bring everything. So, you know, I've been blessed with some talent, and I just want to keep working hard to get better at that. And, you know, at New Mexico, you know, scouts aren't going to see a lot of passes, obviously. But I think the ones that they do, they're going to see those kind of things. So.
Definitely. And then, you know, they're devouring that, and they're going over those reps you had. We kind of know the limited snaps, but does anything else go unnoticed about your game? I mean, I ask this because we do pass these shows off the scouts. I know they do listen in. I mean, it could be leadership qualities, game film study. Maybe you're a workout warrior in the weight room. I mean, some of the other positives that we don't see on film, anything to pass along that can help you get noticed by these guys?
Yeah, I think my leadership qualities, absolutely. You know, like you said, workout stuff, all that stuff. I love being in the weight room. I'm going to be there early all the time. But my leadership, I think, is the biggest thing. I feel like I'm an easy guy to follow in terms of on the football field and stuff like that because, you know, I have my personality relates with a lot of different kind of people, a lot of different backgrounds. So, and I'm really competitive. You know, the biggest thing I want is I want to win. And that's what I'll bring to an organization is I'm going to get the guys on my back and I'm going to get them to follow me and strive towards a common goal. I know that sounds cliche, but that's been my goal every stage I've been at.
Definitely, and I think your success kind of speaks volumes towards that. I'm curious, I mean, because I see so many variables on the internet, so that when I get you guys on the show, I always like to ask, what is your height and weight right now? Because I've seen you as high as 6'2", I've seen you as short as 6 foot, I've seen you at 220, I've seen you as light as 200. So with that said, where are we at in terms of height weight?
Yeah, so I just got measured the other day at the Seattle Regional Combine at about 6'2 7/8". And 214, so right around 6'3", nice. 215 is my height and weight right now. So
nice. How did regional go for you?
It went really well. I threw the ball well. I tested pretty well. It was a good experience, you know. Talked to some scouts afterwards, and, you know, it was a really good experience getting up there and just being able to compete and kind of show my stuff.
You want to name drop some of those teams that talked to you?
Yeah, you know, I talked to the Falcons. I talked to the Jets after. Both of those teams were there and helped me up after just to talk a little bit and get some information. So, you know, I talked to a handful of other scouts too, you know, while I was at the College Gridiron Showcase, you know, the Cowboys, Rams, I talked to the Broncos a little bit. So just kind of a handful of scouts that I've talked to, which has been a really good experience, and hopefully we can catch some more eyes. So.
Definitely. So you've been busy, Gridiron and the regional. So you're definitely doing the, you're putting your time in to get these guys on the bandwagon to take notice of you. I'm glad. I like seeing you doing the grind. Pro days, I'm sure that's coming up, and other private workouts and all those things coming to prospect. When's your pro day?
Yeah, my pro day is March 9th, and I'll be doing that at the University of New Mexico. And we're excited about that. You know, I'm in the middle of training right now, getting all my speed and agility stuff faster, get my weight up. And then we're going through a full NFL playbook install with my quarterback coach right now, and we're getting on the field and getting under center reps and timing and learning all the concepts. So I'm really excited to showcase that and showcase the full scripts when I get to my pro day.
Yeah, definitely. And being a quarterback, I mean, that's so valuable, you know, and having the guys, you know what you're doing, because when you're on the field, you're the one in control. So I think it's
absolutely
one of the weirder positions when you're at a combine like that, or even the, you know, it's just the timing, and you're so accustomed to, you know,
right,
knowing what your guys are going to do. So, but you know that
absolutely.
You played a position. Cliche question again. Do you get comparisons to anyone, or is there anyone out there that you kind of pattern yourself after?
I think one of the biggest comparisons I've seen of my game is probably Derek Carr. You know, we're in similar stature. He's about 6'2 1/2", 6'3", right around that 215, 220 range. it's kind of cool because he played in the Mountain West, obviously. So, you know, just the way he plays, you know, he's a pass-first guy, obviously. He's really accurate, has a really good arm. But I think the biggest thing about him is he's really competitive. You know, he always wants to win. He's a fiery guy. And he can extend plays. You know, I think he has all of it. You know, I think he's really good at everything. So I think that's probably my comparison just because of the way we kind of play. Our arm strength is probably pretty similar, I feel like, and our athleticism kind of the same way. So.
Nice. And you were talking about that arm strength. What's your favorite throw?
You know what? I've been obviously in the college level, we didn't throw many really deep comebacks, but we've been throwing a bunch of, you know, deep comebacks and deep kind of dig routes too. So probably, I don't know, I'm really liking throwing 18-yard comebacks right now. The 20-yard digs are really fun to throw. And then I'd say if I had to name a favorite, it'd probably be a stick at eight, probably like a 14-yard deep post. That's just fun to air it out a little bit. So.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I can kind of envision
in
those passes going. Yeah, yeah. That's one of my favorite questions to ask when we have the quarterbacks on to find out what the favorite throw you guys make, because I mean there are so many, and you know, like I said, you know, and
right.
You know, you guys do such a good job at just pinpoint accuracy. So I mean, you know, I'd be lucky to get it 20 yards. So it's a whole other challenge for myself.
Practice it, you'd be good at it.
Definitely, definitely. Austin, before we let you go, and I can't believe we're out of time, but we always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, my man. If Saturday rolls around, you're getting ready for the game, are there any superstitious things that you kind of have to go through before you suit up?
You know, I think one of the biggest things that I started to do was drink coffee in the morning on Saturdays. I don't know why. I'm not a huge coffee drinker. But I would get in the shower and I'd have a cup of coffee in the morning, and you know, it honestly made me feel a lot better and a lot more clear in the morning. For some reason, I don't think it actually physically did anything different, but I think I just got into a habit of it. Like I said, I don't drink coffee on a regular basis. It's a really weird thing, only on game days. So,
well, when you punch your ticket to the NFL, the first thing you have to do is have your agent call, like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or one of the coffee. And that's the first commercial. They'll show you waking up in game day, and you're like, hey, this is awesome, Atakaka. You know, here, I need my coffee before I can go play. So I want a cut of that, by the way.
Oh, no problem.
Usually this is the question I think you guys spend the most time thinking about answering and enjoy the answer the most is female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Probably Selena Gomez. I don't even know if you know who that is, but she's like around my age. You know, she's a really pretty girl, so she's a good singer, so that's probably who I would take, you know. I don't know about anyone else.
Nah.
I'm trying to think. Nah, it'd probably be Selena Gomez, yeah.
Well, here's a quick Selena Gomez story for you. Now, when my kids were younger, they would watch Barney. They had all the videotapes of Barney, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
so I'd sit there and watch Barney. There was this little girl on there, obviously it was Selena Gomez. I told my wife, I go, that little girl's beautiful. I go, she's going to become something someday. And lo and behold, it's Selena Gomez. So I actually, yeah, I'm very acute to Selena Gomez. So every time I see her in anything, I think back. And I think because everything in my life's a draft and value and picking the sleeper.
Absolutely.
So that I out of all the kids running around on that Barney tape, I said that one is going to be a star.
Hey,
and lo and behold, it was Selena Gomez.
You found a sleeper on Barney, and now she's a very pretty, beautiful megastar. So nice call.
She
on
is a megastar, so yeah. So man, you know, maybe I should get in the child. Stardom and be a, you know, a manager for those kids, maybe instead of doing the
for
draft.
Disney or something.
I might be better off that way. Yeah. Probably a lot more money involved in that too, Austin. Yeah. And then the final question for you, my man. If you could have any of your cleats, if you could have your cleats painted, what would you like themed on them? What would you kind of think about, you know, the spray job would be?
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably have the American flag of some sort. Of an American mix, maybe with like the Statue of Liberty on it. Maybe like a remix Statue of Liberty though, like with a bandana on its face, kind of an outlaw Statue of Liberty. That'd be kind of cool, you know. I don't know if that's outlaw in the league to have a Statue of Liberty on it with a bandana on, but that'd be kind of cool. I think those are pretty cool looking.
I wonder if you did. I know. I'm with that. Is that even politically correct? I don't know.
I don't even know, but
I've
seen a couple pictures of it, and I was like, wow, that's a really tough looking outlaw statue of liberty. So I don't know what it means at all, but I think it was cool looking. So probably some sort of American flag design.
Cool. Hey, if somebody's already done it, then you're good to go. I just don't want you to be the first to get the hammer.
You know, maybe not the bandana. Skip on the bandana, just go regular Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, it's your shoes. You do what you want, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by the seat. Yeah, you're exactly right, man. Hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by the C2P. As always, we like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you having me on. Have a good one.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Austin Apodaca, the standout quarterback from New Mexico. He's kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.